Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Mishnah in Masechet Sanhedrin says, HaMekayem Nefesh Ahad B'Yisrael, Ki'ilu Kiyem Olam Male. Whoever saves the life of one Jew, it's considered like he saved an entire world. This doesn't only mean in the physical sense. It also applies when we save someone's life spiritually as well. A rabbi who's involved in Kiruv, who we'll call Rabbi Cohen, told me that many years ago, when he first started out, he was the rabbi of a small shul in Manhattan. There was one man in the community who was the CEO of a very large company, who Rabbi Cohen was trying to bring closer to religion. That man only came to shul once or twice a year. But the rabbi repeatedly tried to get him to come to his house for a meal on Shabbat. One time, the CEO finally agreed to come for lunch. The rabbi's wife prepared a large meal, and the rabbi prepared the exact words he was going to use to try to convince this man to become more religious. The day came, they were very prepared, but right at the beginning of the meal, the rabbi's 4-year-old daughter started having a temper tantrum. The rabbi and his wife tried to calm her down, but nothing they did worked. She was getting worse and worse. It was very uncharacteristic of her to do this, but she ended up screaming the entire meal. The rabbi was not able to give any Divrei Torah, and he barely got a chance to talk to his guest that day. The rabbi eventually left that shul and moved on to somewhere else. About 5 years later, the rabbi attended a Shabbaton for Ba'alei Teshuvah, and he was surprised to see that CEO there wearing a kippah. On Friday night, there were group sessions, and the rabbi was in the same group as the CEO. The topic was for each person to speak about what made him religious. And when it was the CEO's turn, he looked at the rabbi and said, "Rabbi Cohen, do you remember when I came to your house for a Shabbat meal?" Rabbi Cohen was very embarrassed about it. He was hoping this man wouldn't tell the story, but the rabbi said yes politely. The CEO then said, "You remember your daughter threw a very big temper tantrum?" Again, the rabbi responded positively. "Well," the CEO continued, "I was so amazed at the way you and your wife handled her. Everybody has children who throw tantrums, but you were so calm about it. You still treated her with love. It inspired me so much. When I left your house that day, I said, if this is how religious people act, I want to be religious also." The rabbi couldn't believe it. What he thought was a disaster turned out to be more impactful than any words he could have said that day. But I told the rabbi, there was a double hashkachat Hashem in this story. Number one, he showed you what you thought was bad was really good. But number two, Hashem brought it about that you would be able to see the results of what you accomplished that day. The rabbi then said, "You just reminded me of another story. I was going one time to lead a tour in Israel. I was supposed to meet the group at 9 a.m., so I planned on praying in a minyan 7:30. But somehow I missed my alarm that day, and I ran to a random shul hoping to find an 8 o'clock minyan, perhaps leave a little early. I did find a minyan that was starting at that second when I walked in, but I was the 10th, and I couldn't leave early. I was hoping they would go fast. It was a day where they read the Torah and had extra tachanunim. But the prayers were longer than ever. I said to myself, I'm not getting nervous. I'm here for a reason. Hashem has a plan." At the end of the tefillah, I saw a young man dressed like a yeshiva boy who looked very familiar. Then I remembered, his name was Bruce Greenblatt. He used to have a ponytail and an earring. I tried getting him religious years ago, but had no success. I asked someone there if that was Bruce. The person told me, "No, that's Baruch Greenblatt." I went over to him and I introduced myself, and he said, "Rabbi, I'm so happy to see you. You're the reason why I'm religious today." The rabbi replied, "I tried to get you to go to yeshiva, but you refused." The boy said, "Yeah, but after we parted ways, I took the words you told me to heart, and I ended up going to learn. Then the boy's brother came over and said, Rabbi, you made me religious too, because you made my brother religious, and he made me religious, so it's all because of you that I'm religious today. The rabbi was so happy to see this, and even happier that Hashem showed him the fruits of his labor that day. The rabbi then told me, he himself wasn't always religious. He used to take a bus to college in Israel, and there was a young rabbi who learned in the Mira Yeshiva who used to take the same bus. That rabbi used to sit next to him and talk to him about Judaism. Rabbi Cohen said, it was that rabbi who made me religious, and I owe everything to him. That rabbi eventually became a very big Talmid Chacham, and he's a Rosh Kollel today. A few years ago, Rabbi Cohen said, I saw my rabbi crying at the Kotel. I hadn't seen him in a very long time. I hoped everything was okay. When my rabbi finished praying, I went over to him to say hello and ask how everything is. The rabbi told me, I'm crying because there's so much that I wanted to accomplish by now in my life that I didn't do. I feel bad. I'm underachieving. But I'm so happy to see you right now because you reminded me that I at least have you. You are my one accomplishment in life. But in truth, this rabbi didn't only make Rabbi Cohen religious. It was because of him that Rabbi Cohen was able to bring back dozens of people to religion, and this rabbi is getting the credit for all of them. Every person we help religiously is like saving an entire world. Have a great day.